אנחנו מוצאים את הספורים זה ראשים שוי?
האם זה באמת סגולה בדוקה? הסגולה ללמוד בזה? מה? כן.
And good evening and dobro vecher to everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're in the Zerah Shimshon on Parshas Metzora. The Zerah Shimshon is going to continue discussing the issue of tzaraas, of the skin affliction that the Torah started describing last week in Parshas Tazria and continues describing in this week in our Parsha of Parshas Metzora. And let's jump right into Os Aleph, section 1. Perek Gimel De'arachin. In the third chapter, in the third parak of Maseches Arachin, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said that Rabbi Yochanan said, Al Shiva Devorim Negoyim Boy, on seven things, meaning seven types of sins, the tzaras affliction, the tzaras skin affliction comes. And the first one is Al Lashon Hara, V'chule. It comes on the sin of lashon hara, of tale bearing and gossiping, of saying negative things about other people. In a moment or two, we'll come back and I'll tell you the Zerah Shimshon leaves out the other six, but I'm sure people are curious to know what are the other six sins for which the tzaras affliction would come, and so we'll talk about that in a moment. But for right now, for the Zerah Shimshon's purposes, the first one is Lashon Hara. That's what the tzaras skin affliction comes for. Umakshe, and the Gemara asks a question, Hosam, about over there, meaning a different source. And the Zerah Shimshon here doesn't quote the question. So let me add in the question. The question the Gemara asks is, why do we say that tzaras comes to bring atonement for a person who speaks lashon hara, when we have a different source that says the special robe, the me'il, which was a special robe that the Kohen Gadol used to wear in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and temple times? We have another source that says when the Kohen Gadol would put on his me'il, would don his robe, that brought kapara, that brought atonement for people who spoke lashon hara, who spoke negatively about other people. So that's the Gemara's question. Why does one source say that the Kohen Gadol's robe brought atonement for speakers of lashon hara? And then the right there in Arachin, we have a quote saying that tzaras, that the skin affliction of tzaras is what brought atonement, what brought kapara for people who spoke lashon hara. So the Gemara umitareit. So the Gemara answers that question. Lo kasha. It's not a problem. Ha de ahanu ma'asav. In this case, it's talking about where the person's actions, meaning the person's action of speaking lashon hara, was effective. It caused a conflict. It caused a problem. Ha de lo ahanu ma'asav. And here, in the other case, for the other source, it's where the person's actions of speaking lashon hara did not were not effective, meaning they didn't cause a problem, they didn't cause a conflict. Perhaps the person who he spoke lashon hara about didn't care or ignored it, or nothing came of it. Now the Gemara explains specifically the answer. E ahanu masav, if a person spoke lashon hara and his actions were effective, meaning his lashon hara, his bad mouthing another person caused a problem, then asu negoyim ale. Then the skin affliction comes and afflicts him, and ultimately that is the method through which he will achieve atonement and forgiveness for speaking lashon hara. Ilo ahanu masav. However, if it's a case where his action of speaking lashon hara was not effective, meaning again that for whatever reason nothing resulted from it, right? This guy tried his best to get people upset with another person and tried to create a conflict and a problem, but everyone ignored him, let's say, and nobody paid attention to him. And lo ahanu masav, his actions of speaking lashon hara didn't cause any outcome. Then me'il mechaper, then the special robe that the Kohen Gadol would wear would bring kapara, would bring atonement for this speaker of lashon hara. this ineffective speaker of Lashon Hara. Ad kan Lashono, until here is a quote from the Gemara and Arachin. So let's understand what this source is saying. It's teaching us that there are two different methods to achieve kapara, atonement, for speaking Lashon Hara, and each method applies in a different situation. Again, this is how the Gemara explained it. If a person spoke Lashon Hara and did damage with his or her Lashon Hara, they caused problems, they caused a conflict with their negative speech, then that person will be afflicted with tzaras. That person will receive the skin affliction of tzaras. And then that is, again, ultimately how the person will receive atonement, kapara. However, if a person spoke Lashon Hara and it did not cause a problem, it didn't cause conflicts and didn't have negative or bad ramifications or outcomes, then the me'il, the robe of the Kohen Gadol, just the Kohen Gadol wearing it, will bring a kapara, will bring an atonement for the person who spoke a Lashon Hara ineffectively without having a negative outcome. So that's what the Gemara says. And in a moment, in the next paragraph, the Zera Shimshon is going to ask a question on that Gemara. But before he does, let me read you the list of the seven averos, the seven transgressions for which tzara'as can come to a person. Here's a quote from the Gemara, well, a paraphrase of the Gemara. Al zayin devarim negoyim boyim. On seven things, the tzara'as, skin affliction, comes. Al lashon hara, on lashon hara. Al shvichas damim, on murder. Al shvuah shav, on taking a false oath or an unnecessary oath. Giloy arayos, on sexual sins of sexual immorality. Gasos haruach, on arrogance. Gezel, on theft. V'al tzorus ayin, and on being a stingy type person who is inhospitable and doesn't give to others in need. So those are the seven things for which tzara'as can come. Now let's go back, because the Zera Shimshon, as we mentioned, is going to ask his question as the second paragraph begins. Koshe, Zera Shimshon says, I've got a problem. D'ha le'el b'samuch, because in that same Gemara in Arachin, a little bit previous to the one he quoted above, Rabbi Abba b'Rabbi Chanina Amar, the Gemara brings down Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chanina, who said, Siper, if a person tells Lashon Hara, Ein lo takona, he has no salvation. He can't be saved. There's nothing that can bring forgiveness for him, for the person who speaks Lashon Hara. Shekvar karoso David beruach hakodesh, because David HaMelech has already cut this person off. David HaMelech has already taught us that such a person is going to be cut off from the Jewish people. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, Yachres Hashem kol sifsei halakos. Hashem will cut off all speakers of with a smooth tongue, all smooth speakers. And that the Gemara over there understands that pasuk to be referring to people who speak Lashon Hara, and they are ein lo takana, the Gemara says, that they have no salvation. So the Zera Shimshon's question is, we started with a Gemara in Arachin, which said that there are two different ways for a person who speaks Lashon Hara to receive atonement, to receive kapara, either through the Kohen Gadol wearing his me'il, his special robe, or through the skin affliction of tzara'as. But a Gemara from that same Maseches Arachin, a little earlier, said, actually it's the previous Sadaf, said, Ein lo takana, the person has no hope, no way of getting atonement. So that's an obvious contradiction. Zera Shimshon begins to answer the question. He's going to give two answers to his question. V'yesh lomar, and we can say, here comes the first answer. De'isa v'perakama de'moed katan. It states in the Gemara in the first chapter of Maseches Moed Katan, Tanya, it was taught, and now the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. This pasuk is actually in last week's parsha of Tazria about a person with tzara'as, and it says, v'tame tame yikra, that the person with saras should call out tame tame, impure, impure. And the Gemara discusses why the person with saras, when he or she walks around, should call out tame tame, impure, impure. Tzarech lehodia tsa'aro lerabim. The Gemara says it's because he needs to make known his suffering to the public. He needs to let everyone know that he's been afflicted with saras. V'rabim yivakshu alov rachamim. And the public, the people who hear this, will request mercy for him. They will daven for him. So the Gemara explains why the Torah teaches us again in last week's Parsha of Tazria that a person with saras and mitzora should walk around saying tame tame, calling out impure, impure, meaning I'm impure, I'm impure, and it's from saras. It's in order to serve a very important purpose so that people who hear this will daven for him, and hopefully he will be cured of his affliction. So the Zera Shimshon says, V'koshe, this itself is difficult. Lama b'choli ze shel negoyim. Why is it specifically in this affliction of tzaras, this skin affliction, Amra Torah tzarech sheyodia? Does the Torah say that he needs to let other people know? Meaning, why not with other illnesses? Why shouldn't every person who's sick walk around saying, I'm sick, I'm sick, and maybe tell everyone what his or her affliction is so that they'll daven for it? It's good to get everyone to daven for any sick person. So why specifically does the Torah articulate this idea regarding the mitzora, regarding a person with tzaras, with the tzaras skin affliction? Elevadai hatam hu, but definitely the reason is shahoil she'ein lo takana. It's because the person with saras has no way to get atonement. Shekfar karasu David beruach hakodesh, as the Gemara said, David with the pasuk in Tehillim taught us that this person has been cut off. He has no hope. Have kumo gizar din chosum, and therefore a person with saras is like a person who received a sealed verdict of punishment from Hashem. V'tzarech tfilas harabim levatlo. And such a person needs the davening, the prayers of the whole community, of the whole congregation, to nullify such a gezar din chosam, such a sealed verdict. V'zehu ein lo takana. And this is what the Gemara means when it says he has no takana, he has no salvation, with the emphasis on the word he. Lo levado, to him by himself, there's no salvation. Dehave kemo yachid, because he's like an individual who by himself and through his own efforts and his own prayers cannot accomplish the removal of a gezar din chosam, of a sealed verdict of punishment from Hashem. The gezar din de tzibor, but if you talk about a verdict that the tzibor, that's on the whole community, the whole congregation, afal pisha nechtam, even though it's sealed, miskareya, it can be torn up, meaning a sealed verdict against the congregation can be torn up when the tzibor, when the congregation davens and comes together in prayer and supplications before Hashem, then even a gezar din chosam, even a sealed verdict can be torn up and can be nullified. So too, the gezar din, the sealed verdict against the man, the person with saras, can be torn up if the tzibor, when the congregation becomes aware of his or her situation and davens together for that person. Ki the isav a parakama de Rosh Hashanah, as is stated in the first parak of Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the ode, and in other places. And here's a quote from a pasuk that is brought down to enunciate this idea. Kahashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu elo. Like Hashem, our God, whenever we call to him. The pasuk says Hashem will answer us whenever we call to him. Mirei Betzibor, that pasuk is referring to when a congregation davens to Hashem. When a congregation in a tzibor davens to Hashem, then Hashem will be sure to heed their supplication and their request. So a person with tzaras, the Zera Shimshon is teaching us, does not have a takana. He doesn't have a way to attain forgiveness, unless a tzibor, unless a congregation davens for him. And if so, then either the me'il of the Kohen Gadol or the tzaras affliction can come and accomplish kapara. So you need the tefilas atzibur, you need the congregation davening for the afflicted, the victim of tzaras, and then these other things can be effective. The od amrinon, we also say, meaning here's another way to answer the question. The ode in another answer, amrinon, we say in a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, kilalas chacham, the curse of a chacham, afilo al chinam hi ba'a. Even if it is unjustified, it will still come to fruition. We have to be, every person has to be extremely, exceedingly careful to never do anything that might lead the person to receiving a kilalas chacham, a curse from a chacham, from a Torah scholar. Because even if it's not fully justified when it's given, it will still come to pass. V'takana lazeh, and the Gemara says, what is the salvation from this, from a kilalas chacham, from receiving a curse from a Torah scholar? Lelech begolus, to go into exile. The Omar Mar, because the master said in the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, golus mechaperes avam. Exile will bring atonement for sins, meaning the Gemara says it as a blanket statement. So even in this case of the kilalas chacham, it can bring forgiveness. Umishum hachi asu negoyim alei. And that's why our person with tzaras, who the Gemara also said, ein lo takana, the Gemara in Arachin said, the earlier Gemara said, he has no salvation. That's why he needs to receive a tzaras affliction. Sheyiyeh muchrach leilech begolos, because the tzaras will compel him to go into a kind of exile. And now here's a quote from a pasuk about this. Badod yeshev, in isolation he will dwell, michutz l'machane moshavo, outside of the camp will be his dwelling place. That pasuk comes from also from Parshas Tazria, and it's connected to the pasuk we quoted before about tamei tamei yikra, impure, the person with tzaras will call out. V'hav yalei kapara, and this will be the thing that brings kapara to the person afflicted with tzaras. So let's take a moment here to recap and understand what the Zera Shimshon is teaching us. The Zera Shimshon's original question was that we have one source in the Gemara in Maseches Arachin that says that a person with tzaras can attain kapara, can attain atonement through either the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, or through tzaras. And again, that was dependent, as we learned in the first paragraph of this piece, that was dependent upon whether or not the lashon hara that the person spoke was effective. If it was effective, meaning it caused problems and conflicts and hurt feelings, then the person only receives kapara through a tzaras affliction. However, if it wasn't effective, it didn't cause any problems or hurt feelings, then the person receives atonement through the me'il, through the special robe, the wearing of the robe by the Kohen Gadol. That was the first source the Zera Shimshon brought. But then he brought a second source in which the Gemara says, Sipir ein lo takana, a person who tells Lashon Hara has no takana. He has no way of attaining atonement. So it's an open contradiction, an obvious contradiction. And so the Zera Shimshon taught us two approaches to answer the question. According to the first approach, a person with saras does not have any way to get a kapara unless the tzibur davens for him or her. And once the tzibur davens for him or her, that opens up the door to the possibility of kapara, to the possibility of atonement. And then that's where the Gemara about the Me'il and the Tzaras come in and become applicable. The Zera Shimshon's second answer, which we just read at the end of this piece, is based on the idea that Golus can be effective. So a person with Tzaras should leave his or her home and should go into a kind of isolation and a kind of exile. And then that can open the door for kapara. And then that would then make the Gemara that talks about the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol and the Tzaras bringing kapara, it would open the door for those methods to be effective. There's no doubt that this piece, in addition, of course, to what we see in the parshios themselves discussing Tzaras, again, last week and this week, Tazria and Metzora, what we see here in the Zera Shimshon tells us how terrible the sin of Lashon Hara is and how difficult it is for a person who spoke Lashon Hara, God forbid, to receive kapara, to receive atonement. So we should all be zocha to completely refrain from speaking Lashon Hara and even coming close to saying negative things about and are hurtful things about other people, so that we're completely saved and removed from this type of problem and issue. Yashar Koach to everyone for joining us this week in the Zera Shimshon. We look forward, God willing, to learning again together in the Zera Shimshon next week.